This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, a couple house cleaning notes. Willard and Dibs, they come up at 2 o'clock, as always, and they've got a nice little guest list. Brock Purdy, 3 o'clock. Steve Kerr, 5 o'clock.
Wow, that's heavy.
So Brock Purdy at 3, Steve Kerr at 5. And we're thinking, we want to have a little fun with our listeners. And we hope you guys want to have some fun with us.
That's what we do.
Yeah. So you guys all know that Daryl the Guru Johnson is a very smart young man.
Oh, yeah. 143.
And he's got an IQ of 143. I don't know what that's out of, but he self-proclaimed 143.
I took the test.
Yeah. I'm trying to settle down. The boss suggested that the listeners maybe ask Guru some questions about life and other subjects so that we can kind of see how smart he is.
Bring it on.
So the boss wants me to give out my email.
Wow.
Which I will, because nobody emails me anyway, with a question for Goo. And if we use it, we'll ask him tomorrow on Fridays. We'll come up with a clever name for it. But we might put Goo to the test a little bit here. If the listeners want to indulge him. So you have a question for Goo, hit me up at my email, matt.steinmetz@odyssey.com.
And how? Excuse me.
matt.steinmetz@odyssey.com. Go ahead. And
how offended did I get in our show meeting yesterday when you guys tried to start peppering me with questions? I said, I'm not in test mode.
Right.
What's going on here?
Now, Goo.
And the boss.
That
had
was the boss.
Dude, he
started pressing it, not me.
He asked me how many feet in a yard. I was like, didn't you pile on? Dude, Evan, like, I'm not doing
not
that.
Pile on.
I'm not doing that. When I take tests, I take them serious. I get a good night's sleep. Yeah. And that's not on the test, bud.
Austin in San Jose says, this is dangerous. Not sure I like this for Guru.
I've seen Oppenheimer now, we've five talked times, about it. Man. What does that tell you?
We've talked about it.
I'm just telling you, man.
408 says my email's going to explode.
I thought this. I can't believe you gave it out.
Right. Well, I never check my work email anyway, so I will check it this time. Let me see. There's my inbox.
Not yet. Just gave it up 20 seconds ago.
Yeah, there's nothing in my inbox.
Yeah, okay.
Matt Dot Steinmetz.
Talk to me tomorrow. It's time.
Matt Dot Steinmetz.
I cannot wait.
Odyssey.com, and I'll take questions.
Real quick.
You good?
No, I got eight friends that you met at Norm's party that I've grown up
love
with.
Em.
I'm blessed.
Love them.
We could be in caskets, gone, sickness, and we're all still here together, and we stay in communication. Eight of them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all laughing as if the 143 is a bit.
Well, they're your friends.
Right. So I don't know.
Oh.
It's saying a lot. I know what it's saying, but I'm not lying. And it might lead me to my new job where I leave you with Bob Myers, because once I do that test, he meant it. We talked about it over Chinese food, Stani.
Mm.
I could be out of here soon. The market.
Quit trying to cheer me up.
Wow. Damn, look at the guys in the back like he bit that one. What would you want to hear from Brock when the guys have him on? Ask him about that injury last year to the show. I want to know what happened and how are you feeling?
Okay.
What would you?
I'd ask him.
What did you do with the money?
Yeah, what's the first thing you're going to do with the money? Carter asked me, what would I do? Or no, somebody said, what would you do if you got that Purdy contract?
It's I the asked first you thing that you yesterday. Do. You ain't putting in the bank. I know that.
I'd buy a house at the beach. I would.
For yourself.
For everybody.
Oh, there we go.
Guys, Purdy already answered that question, by the way. What the first thing he's going to get with the money? Do you guys know what it is? Did you hear it?
Toyota Tundra?
A boat.
Wow.
That is the worst. You know what?
That's Bass what I'm boat. Looking for.
This is the dumbest first purchase I've ever heard of.
Wolves of Wall Street, Stoddy.
Dude, the upkeep on a boat costs more than the boat.
Well, when you got that type of chicken, you got it.
You know
it.
What that tells me?
They like the water.
Purdy's not all the way in. He's not all the way in.
To be on a boat, you read have your to- playbook.
He's going to be swabbing the deck. He's
going to
be swabbing the deck, and he's not going to be doing homework in the film room.
What was your answer? I'd buy what?
House at the beach.
Well, that's a boat. Same thing.
There's no upkeep on that.
Stop.
Do you know how much upkeep? 888-957-9570. Can somebody please explain to Guru how
a
boat is an investment that just sucks you dry?
What? So, everything, what? Come on, Stani.
Tim in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Timmy. I know he's happy after Kuminga's performance and off.
Yeah, it meant a lot.
Oh, you already know. But this is the thing. Everybody knows Willard is like on the Steve Kerr, the Warriors payroll. But Stani, you are a close second.
Oh,
I mean,
wow.
You believe it about 97%. You bought a 97% of every damn thing the man says, too. I mean, so, guys, listen to this, right? Now he's going to go on a media tour campaign to really, as though he didn't do enough to try and destroy the kids' confidence, right, that the world could see. Now let's go on a media campaign when the season is over, and let's stick a dagger some more and tell the world what he isn't. No, this is absolutely an embarrassment by this damn coach. Like, what's the reasoning? I mean, at the end of the day, guys, and see, that's the problem. Like, can we have a conversation about why this coach finds the need, the season is over, let's talk about what Kuminga isn't to the world. Like, that's an embarrassment. But, guys, his film is there. There are coaches and GMs in this league that know everything that he is when he plays 30 minutes. They know what he is when he's given a shot in consistent minutes. And if there's anything this young man did over the last month, all he did is enhance that and probably put a stamp on it by not losing his damn mind and going to the media. So why is it? So, yeah, Steiner, yeah, Sean Marion, good player. Okay, great. But why do we have to coach this young man to a cup? A great coach coaches players to the talent that they have to maximize the talent. Because if I coach you to a cup, I'm treating you biased. I am biased in my approach in dealing with you. So can we please let the stats, let the film take care of itself? Do we got to continue to try and stick jabs in this guy? So now the coach is going to come on at 5, and what's going to happen? Willard is going to make sure that he says all of the same things he just said.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
On the podcast, so more people can hear it. Why? Why are we doing this? Let's let the guy live. And another thing about Cam Johnson, this coach benched him in FIBA in the bronze medal game. So let's be careful what you wish for. He benched his ass, so he may not be a current guy, because you got to be a current guy to be successful under this coach. But can we please, you two fathers on this radio station, please call his ass out.
Watch your language.
For trying to destroy a 22-year-old kid's makeup. Please call him out for doing that, guys.
Hey, before you go, I got to say this. How good did it feel game 3 Saturday watching Kuminga do that? I was out of town, but I swear, where I was watching, I thought of you and others. How good did that feel when JK was hooping?
You should not feel good about me. The film is already there. I was glad he was able to put a stamp on. He was able to put a stamp on what's already out there, but he didn't need to. Me, it was good to bring it back around, because if he didn't get a chance to bring it back around, everybody would remember the DMPs. All he did is put a stamp on it, man. Right. That's all he did.
So Tim, Guru asked you know, how you were feeling when Kuminga was getting it. How did you feel when he didn't get any rebounds or assists?
I felt the same way I did when Paz had was 1-for-10 and didn't do a damn thing. It just happened. That's all. It just happened. It was part of the game.
Love
you,
Tim.
So why don't you call Kamprock ass out the way you called me
that's
out
That's language.
About.
That's language. Come on, language.
It's all play.
Tim, we love you, buddy. Yeah, relax.
He got defensive.
And Willard's going to put Kerr on the spot.
Well, he's not on the – it's just – Stoney, are we devoid of young talent? Would you say this Warrior team is?
Hell no.
I overestimate – Now,
the owner thinks that
you're laughing.
The owner thinks
I said Matthew J. Steinman.
Okay, hold on a second. You're the one that says Moody's really good.
And I would, okay.
Pajemski's supposed to be a future all-star.
And that's the,
Post is a breath of fresh air.
But I can be disappointed as a collective of how they performed in the offs.
Well, you should have expected.
So the bar has been raised now. Seriously?
They were their first playoff appearance. Yes. Yes, you should have expected Pods to struggle.
So next year, is it just one
should
of those, let's run it back?
And he should be better.
No, they. It's not just him. They. Because Paz was the reason they were there. So was Moody. But, man, Steiny, I just, again, it all to me boils down to, can you really afford to let this guy walk and not get nothing, or sign and trade and get something for him and let him spread his wings somewhere else? That's all it is.
You are listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Also the home of the Golden State Valkyries.
One and one.
And Warriors. Yeah. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco.
Are we going to do what we heard today? We heard a record broken today. You and I. We're getting ready in the green room.
This is
Pasta.
On you, though. I don't want I don't want to be a part of it.
They do it to me.
Do they?
All the time. But
I don't want to get on Shasky's bad side.
Well, you already did. He say anything about his ticket?
If it makes you feel any better, he's not here tomorrow.
Oh, we got to do it.
Yeah, we'll do it.
Yeah, we'll do it before we get at it. That's our guy.
Okay.
I love the guy.
How come?
Because he takes himself lightly, like Ralph Barbieri said. Angels fly because they take themselves lightly. And we got a lot of things in common. And he'll come out with a take and put himself out there. Couldn't imagine doing a radio show and not being able to come up with a take. I want to play it safe. Oh, hey, Steiny, how you doing, buddy? You're my guy.
Yeah, no.
Hey, dude, I had Wagyu steak last night.
I'm more interested in Mac Zach in Oakland.
Yeah.
What's up, Mac Zach? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, what's up, fellas? I was just standing on my head inside of an engine room of a boat, so I wanted to impart some knowledge. Yeah, I own a boat repair service. So as far as Purdy and what he has to deal with and with boats, a boat is a hole in the water that you throw money into.
Wow.
The acronym for boat is BOAT, bust out another thousand. So he's going to have a lot of issues, just like Steiny said, with maintenance and such. And Steiny, one thing you didn't mention about Draymond Green and his prowess as a defender.
Yeah.
There's not seven guys that can defend themselves against a referee like Draymond Green.
Wow, he's smiling.
He's on the defend myself from the referee team.
I got
That's
you.
All I got for today, fellas.
Thanks, Mac Zach. Appreciate
it. But I got to say, Mac Zach, he didn't mean this, Steiny, but he sounded like a boat hater. Don't hate on people getting purchases like that in the upkeep. Celebrate the win, the fact that they're in the water. They'll do what they got to do to stay clean and fresh.
But this is what it's all about.
You're throwing it away.
The two happiest, this is from the 415, the two happiest days of a boat owner's life are the day they bought it and the day they sold it.
I don't buy that.
I do. Let's go to Mike in Walnut Creek. He's got a question for me.
Uh-oh.
Sometimes, oh boy, I'm a little worried. Sometimes they put me on the spot and make me look bad. What's up, Mike? How you doing?
Good, Matt. This is your show, man, the Matt Show.
Okay.
I just have a question for you since you're the expert here.
Okay.
What would you do, honestly, what would you do after listening to all these people calling in, what would you do if you were appointed the GM of the Warriors tomorrow morning and the owner said, we need to get to the playoffs and I'd like to see a championship within the next year? What would you do with your current roster? Who would you keep and who would you get rid of?
Well, you know what? What I do is, you know what? Kuminga, don't you ever call again and ignore me that way. But go ahead and answer him, Steiny ass. Don't call back after you get your answer.
Love you, Mike.
Yeah.
Love you, Mike.
Yeah,
what would I do? I'd listen to offers for Kuminga. You can listen to sign and trade stuff with Kuminga.
What about pick up the phone for Giannis?
I'm not wasting my time.
You call LeBron.
Well, first of all, if Joe Lacob said, you're going to be the GM, but you got to win a title in 2 years, I'm like, go get some other sucker to do that. Because that ain't realistic.
I didn't like that guy.
He calls a lot. I like it.
He don't call a lot.
No, he does.
He's never come rude like that.
No, you're right. He hasn't.
Yeah.
He was rude. He wasn't rude. He was just very dismissive.
No, he is, wow.
David Adelman.
What happened?
Hired as the permanent head coach of the Denver Nuggets. Another victory lap for Steiny.
If I told you who Alfred E. Newman is, would you remember who he is?
The guy from Mad Magazine?
Yeah, we got the guy. That's who he looks like. Hey, I'm happy for him. Hey, they didn't quit.
No, in fact, they were rejuvenated after the firing.
Would you want Michael Porter Jr. if you could get him? Oh, my God, I'd drive to Denver and get him. But they said their core is not going anywhere, they say. But Steiny, he would be a damn good warrior.
Now, why do you say that?
Because he's got all the skill set to be, and he's smart. His shoulder messed him up. But, dude, what don't you like about him? And he's a champ. Let's be honest. He was the third or fourth best player on that championship team. Gordon, Jokic,
fourth.
Murray.
Fourth best.
Gordon and him.
Yeah. Also, Strother. Strother's pretty good. Michael Porter Jr. Let's just take a look at some.
I would love him. People saying no defense, Goop. He would be a great warrior, I believe.
Well, let's look at the game log.
Yeah. He's got to be shooting over 38% from three. That I know for a career.
Here's... you only care about scoring, so I'll just give you his scoring numbers. This is Michael Porter Jr., scoring numbers by game.
All right.
Three.
What
he
is this?
He had three in the first game of the
His
playoffs.
His shoulder was, he's done. I don't want, give 15, me career.
15.
Give me career.
Seven.
So you're trying to
17.
Cook the
four, I'm just telling you what he scored in the postseason.
Okay, give me the career.
Oh, boy. He was terrible against OKC.
Dude, give me the, he's done.
One
he's,
for eight. 2 for 10.
Pasta, this dude's the worst. Normally he goes career.
Risotto.
Yeah.
Risotto, get this.
Pasta.
Listen to these. This is what he shot against Oklahoma City, this guy that's going to be our savior.
He's got one shoulder, dude.
Kuminga's better than this guy. This is his shooting numbers against OKC.
This is man.
1 for 8, 2 for 10, and here it is, ladies and gentlemen, 7 for 10.
Nope.
He's got one shoulder.
1 for 7. 1 for 7,
yeah.
4 for 9, 3 for 8.
Now give me career.
He stinks.
Curry 5 rings on the YouTube chat. Goo, you don't watch the games. He was building the brick out there. He had one shoulder. He couldn't shoot.
He's always had shoulder issues.
But I didn't care about that, and he had back issues.
Exactly.
Give me the career.
Career what?
Numbers. I said 38 or higher from three.
Okay, hold on.
All right, and I'm going to say 18 a game.
Okay. I have him at regular.
Come on, Goo. I feel it.
Michael Porter Jr. He averaged 18 a game this year.
Well, no, I made career.
16.
All right. And what about from three?
Career?
Yeah.
40.
Man.
Yeah.
Fits in. That's a shooter. Dude, that dude's shoulder was wrecked. He wasn't himself this playoffs.
I don't want him. Makes too much money.
Oh, how much chick are you getting?
35.
Oh,
I'm sorry,
boy.
36, 38, 41.
Oh, yeah.
Over the next 3 years.
I think he might
I'm
have
sorry,
a boat.
I'm sorry, over the next 2 years.
He might have a boat.
Yeah, he probably does. I don't know about it.
Some
about
saying
Michael
they don't
Porter
he don't rebound enough.
Well, let's see.
If you asked him.
Yeah, like Kuminga. Okay, let me see what his rebounding numbers are.
Dude, I would love him.
6.4.
Oh, my gosh. Go get him. Heidi. That's Wiggins-like.
6'10".
Man.
That's not Wiggins-like. Wiggins rebounds about 4 a game.
How many games is he going to miss, though?
Who?
Wiggins.
Well, he had been an Iron Man up until the recent past.
Yeah.
And Michael Porter Jr. hasn't exactly been the picture of health. All right. What do we got here? Oh, here's one for you. Draymond Green or Dennis Rodman? Draymond Green or Dennis Rodman?
I'm going Rodman, man. Now, we got to add something onto this. How big is the deficit? It's not a landslide by any stretch, but Rodman, man.
I'd have to take Rodman. Pretty close. Pretty close. Pretty close.
So if you Googled how many All-NBA defenses for Rodman, how many, you think he's got, Dre's got more?
I don't think so.
Rodman.
I don't think so. But,
No, that's it. There's no loser in that one.
You know, I thought Rodman was a hell of a passer. They just didn't ask him to do it a lot. Yeah. Better rebounder than Draymond Green.
A defender.
But
7 Rodman. All defensive first teams for Dennis Rodman.
Damn, D.
How many defensive player of the year awards?
He used to bother Karl Malone, man.
He used to bother a lot of people.
Like I feel like Malone might eat Draymond for lunch, like Randall did.
I feel
Karl Malone. Prime would give Dre the business because he is Draymond, but you know what? Randall just did. But how could I do? Draymond's older than Randall.
That's a good
Draymond could be like 2016, Goo. I just seen it when I watched the game. Draymond was, he was everything. And he still just got a all-NBA defense.
I'll be honest with you. When you say how would Draymond Green have done against Karl Malone.
I'm going Malone.
My first instinct is like, boy, that'd be, but I.
You think he can?
Draymond is.
He's a bad team.
In his prime, he was incredible.
You're right.
Defender. He might have been able to get under Malone's skin, too.
Well, Rodman, remember Rodman did.
Yeah.
I just want to go home.
No, you're not. You're going to be on TNT tomorrow night. You didn't even watch him last night. He had the green suit on. He was looking fly. Fresh cut.
Money green.
Something about money in you, huh? A little jealous. For people that really got it.
No, not at all.
Except your rich friend that flies you. When's that trip coming up?
August.
Look at him. You already put in for the time off?
Not yet.
Can't be more than a week.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see. You know, in terms of company type stuff, I'm like you on the show. The rules don't apply to me.
But I didn't like
it. You know, he's like, hey, let's get those vacation schedules in by the end of the week.
Please.
Not talking to me.
Yeah, you just cuss the boss out on air, air your grievances on. Dude, that's how you get let go.
I'll take vacation time. You don't tell me how to use vacation
you
time.
You are truly the butler, man.
All right, 888-957-9570. Oh, baby, I can't wait till the other
side.
We
got more calls?
We got a special caller on the other side.
All right, but we were going to get into Caitlin and Angel.
We got two.
All right, and the parallels between Magic and Bird. I don't think she's
mad. Let me tell you, we have 30 seconds. We could get out. Yeah, what do you think about Caitlin and Angel Reese, Goo? What do you think?
That was pretty funny.
Boy, kind of a big rivalry there. All right, that'll do it for the Angel Reese Caitlin Clark conversation.
Oh my man!
You think it's good for the WNBA?
Oh, it's great, but for society, it's not.
Society doesn't matter anymore.
It's lower than it's ever been.
I see people on the other side, and I will absolutely get to you, including one guy in particular.
Uh-oh.
And I can't wait till we get him. All right, what's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Segment also brought to you by Lucky California.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.